Since the start of this year, WBOI has had a new segment called Question of the Month. To bring you the answers to the latest Question of the Month in our series, we are joined by Programming Director here at WBOI, Katie Anderson.
Thanks for having me, Ben. And the WBOI news team wanted to know what issue is most important to you when you cast your ballot this November in the municipal elections. And we created a multiple choice poll, and people could select development, the economy, education, infrastructure, neighborhood improvements, public safety, public health, and taxes. Or they could select other if there was an issue we missed. And as of Wednesday afternoon, around 20 people responded to that poll. And one thing I found interesting is that it's pretty evenly divided. So there's no single issue that overwhelmingly ranks as most important among voters. And I should say this was not a super scientific poll. It was a pretty simple Google form that we put together. But that being said, the issues that did receive the most votes were infrastructure and development. So I'm sure we can expect candidates to address those topics more on the campaign trail. And we also received a couple audio recordings from our listeners, and they both touched upon a similar theme. And their biggest concern is that candidates not get too wrapped up in reactionary politics or extremism. And we will play those clips for you now.
I'm Nick Darrow. My number one issue for the upcoming municipal election is to ensure that we choose leaders who will think strategically and act boldly. We have to avoid reactionaries whose timidity will blunt the momentum that we've built over the last 15 years. We need visionaries who will be out front taking the lead on issues like education, economic development, infrastructure, and public safety.
Hi, this is Dee Janovec from Fort Wayne, and the most important issue in the mayor's race for me is whether or not this is a candidate who aligns themselves with party propaganda. I'm wary of political extremism, and I really want to see an issues-focused candidate. For example, an extreme pro-life stance is a red flag to me. I'm a firm believer in women's health care rights, and I'm instantly afraid when I see a candidate leaning on right-wing propaganda rather than statistics and facts.
Thanks to everyone who participated in this month's Question of the Month. And that poll is still available, and you can find it on our Facebook page or on our website. And I would encourage our listeners to take that poll because your feedback can really help guide our news coverage as we follow the 2019 elections.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Ben.
And you're listening to the April News Roundup on WBOI Presents on 89.1 WBOI.